What if someone you lost who had died returned? This episode of AfterBuzz TV is brought to you by the powerful and riveting new drama, Resurrection. You won't be able to stop watching or talking about it. Resurrection premiering on Sunday night, March 9th at 9, 8 central, only on ABC. You're not going to want to miss it.
Mr. Langston, did your son go missing, sir?
I haven't. He's okay.
My son died 32 years ago.
What if someone you lost returned?
Daddy!
Honey, who is it?
Jacob. I'm coming home.
The television series event begins.
You're not the only one. There's others.
Tell the world.
Resurrection. Series premieres Sunday, March 9th on ABC.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Teen Wolf After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Teen Wolf After Show.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. We're here doing another AfterBuzz TV after show for MTV's Teen Wolf, Season 3, Episode 21, The Fox and the Wolf. I'm your host this evening, Kristen Elizabeth Snyder, and joining me, wonderful AfterBuzz TV host, June Lee.
Hey, everyone.
We have a special guest calling in this evening. Unfortunately, our special guest had to cancel for the evening, but we got you guys. We got someone calling in, so stay tuned for that.
Yes.
And what an amazing episode this was.
Mm-hmm.
There's always so many thrills and stunts and mythology and villains and supernatural creatures, and it crosses all genres.
Mm-hmm.
And there's suspense and horror and comedy and romance and the flashbacks this episode, the color palette.
Arden looks so beautiful.
She played two characters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And for me, it was just like amazing how different each one was. And she just did the mother part, like the early mother part so well.
The Noshiko.
Yes, Noshiko. I couldn't get her name. Noshiko. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she just like the death of her, she really surprised me coming on this show. And mm-hmm. I was actually like looking and really I had to make sure it was her indeed playing both characters because she did such a great job, I thought. Like resembled her, but like, you know, they really changed her.
Yeah.
And I just the look of the episode and everything.
So
I just
beautiful. She, I love the hair.
Yeah,
I love
and
the
she
clothes.
I felt like she sounded different, too.
She did. She carried herself
speaking,
differently.
She carried
absolutely.
Herself.
Absolutely.
All the elements of a great actress.
Definitely.
So before we delve into the episode, I want to talk about this new show that's going to be on ABC premiering March 9th.
Mm-hmm.
So, June, have you ever lost someone who meant a lot to you? And how would you feel if they just showed up at your doorstep coming back?
Wow. I mean, yeah, I did. I lost my grandmother. Not that long ago. Well, to me, it doesn't seem that long ago, but it was like over a year ago. But I didn't get a chance to say goodbye to her. And so if she came back on my doorstep, I would be so thrilled just to have an opportunity to thank her because she was such an amazing person in my life. And I just feel I always like regretted not being able to say goodbye to her. She was in Korea and I was here. So,
I feel like everyone's going to be able to relate to this new show called Resurrection on ABC.
I know. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah. I just can't even believe like it's going to raise so many questions that people and regrets. And I think it will really cause the audience to reflect on, like you said, making sure you say goodbye to people, making sure when you are with people that, you know, you're treating them with respect because you never know when the last time it's going to be that you see them. And the fact that people are returning, it takes place in Arcadia, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And the people of this town, their friends and their relatives just start showing up at their doorstep at the age that they died.
Wow, that's so crazy.
Yeah.
I did not know that part.
Right. So it's going to be amazing. I can't wait for the show.
That's so interesting.
ABC always has these like big premise shows.
It's so different too. Like,
you know, it's uncrossed boundaries.
Yeah,
we've never seen something
like this before. Right.
That's what's great about TV is they can like explore those dreams and wishes that humans have, you know, that we would want. This is obviously something we would want. We all have lost someone that we would love to see show up at our doorstep.
Right. But then, like you said also, just, like, making us conscious of this reality that we all have to go through, you know?
Absolutely. Well, I think it's a good thing. I can't wait. Resurrection on ABC March 9th. So look forward to that, guys. Let's get back to Teen Wolf. So Kira's mom, Noshiko, she is responsible for bringing the Nugetsu on everyone. The Nugetsune on everyone. Like, was that shocking to you that she's the reason for this dark spirit being
born?
So
shocking. Like, right at the hangar, like, I was like, wait, what? It's not obvious that she brought the Nugetsune. What? And, like, I was just trying to figure out what happened, but now it totally makes sense. And it's so tragic.
Yeah. I'm really glad we got this backstory revealed of the Nugetsune and the Kitsune and sort of where the Nugetsune originated from. And we start in 1943 at the Japanese internment camp. And how hot was Reese?
Oh, my gosh. And his chemistry with Arden. I mean, Scott, watch out.
Yeah, Scott.
I know it's not the same person, but
Nugetsune is back. Like, let's take off the wraps.
Oh, my gosh. That's an interesting point. What if, like, the Nugetsune, like...
I wouldn't mind. That's all I'm saying. I wouldn't mind if he is somehow 900 years old, too, and he's coming back to the show. Like, please, right. Jeff Davis.
It's a recurring theme in Teen Wolf,
please.
So.
That man was beautiful.
Yeah, he was so sweet.
We need to call him up and get him in here.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's a great idea. I'm
Let's
sure
explore the chemistry on AfterBuzz.
Oh, yeah.
Just kidding. Okay. Back to the show. So... yeah, and Kira's mom, 900 years old, is Kira ever going to be able to trust her mom again after hiding this secret?
Well, I think when we start to realize why Kira's mom was trying to, you know, keep it away from Kira, you know, that's not revealed yet. But I'm sure, like, their relationship will mend, you know, mother-daughter relationships are always difficult, supernatural or not, you know.
That's a good point. So we find out that the doctor in this internment camp was selling the camp's, like, medicine on the black market, and the patients and the people in the camp, they had pneumonia and they needed the medicine. So when Noshiko went back to her people and she told them, you know, this is what's happening, there was obviously a rebellion that took place. And the man who lost his son sort of had that, like, firebomb. And it looked like he was sort of walking away from the situation, maybe not going to throw it. And then the wolf came in and threw it at the doctor in the car. But it seemed like it was an accident that it ended up landing on Reese.
No, it definitely was an accident.
And of course, he's the one who was trying to stop everything and telling everyone to put their guns down. So,
Funny story about the, just a slight little tangent. Funny story about the actor who threw the bomb bottle. I actually read with him at an audition.
No
way. I couldn't
way.
Believe that it was him. I was like, oh my gosh, I know that guy.
So you recognize him on
Did
you tweet at him or text him?
No, like, actually, like, we never exchange information, but it's just kind of crazy when stuff like that happens. You know?
Well, that's like reminding me now of, like, his son coming back and the resurrection show coming back. And you know what? Teen Wolf is perfect to represent the resurrection show because they
really
always resurrect characters from the past.
Well, I hope that our guest comes back also. Our guest who's going to be calling in later on.
Yes, absolutely. So, yes, after the rebellion broke out, then Noshiko, Kira's mom, she wanted the camp soldiers to be punished. And so she called upon her ancestors for a Nugetsune to, like, possess her and come back so they could, like, wreak havoc on these soldiers. But instead, it possessed Reese instead of her. And we get that scene with the riddles in the beginning. That was crazy.
So creepy. And
I couldn't they removed his head. What? I could
his,
not believe that.
The Nugetsune's body language was, I wonder who, is that Styles? Yeah. Is that
I mean,
Styles?
I don't think
who
he, I think it's probably a stunt guy in the Nugetsune. But, like, yes, his body language, the way he was moving
really
like that. It was crazy.
Yeah, you kind of got it down.
I got it. Stephen, can we get some music? I can really get into my Nugetsune. You know what I think? I think there's going to be a Nugetsune dance, and you're just going to do it.
You're just going to.
Like the way that he was walking.
Is it like a backward? Yeah, you're right. It is where like a backward thing is in it.
Yeah. All right. We'll practice that later. Yeah, so then we realized that Kira's mom, she had to use the katana in order to, like, exorcise the Nogitsune from Reese's body. And she said the only way that they can help Stiles is to kill him, but we didn't get the end of the story as a as if Reese died or not. I mean, it definitely looked like in that hallway, you know, that he did die. But perhaps that's the trick here, is that you can kill them and it doesn't kill the person. It kills the Nogitsune. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, like, yeah, I think, did Reese die because of the katana, or was he just such an... he was burned and he was already in such a fragile state. So since
or did he die at all? Is he still alive? Did
the 900-year-old Reese? Where is he?
I'm fine with. I want that.
I'm not sure. I think I thought it was like understood that he died.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
I don't know. I mean, he said that whole like French saying. That was nice that they brought that back around.
Yeah.
Love at first sight. Mm-hmm. And when they said that, when we brought back to like present day life, like Kira and Scott sort of like exchanged a glance.
Yeah, definitely.
Was that something, do you think that they both love each other and it was like love at first sight? It seemed that way.
It kind of was, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel, I'm comparing it to Allison, you know, where like he kind of liked Allison. And, like, but I felt so bad for Allison this episode because she kind of had that breakdown in the elevator. I thought we were going to get something like she's being possessed or something like that.
I feel like we're not done with what's going on with her.
I don't think so either.
A lot of people have been predicting that, you know, the whole Stiles is just a trick by the Nogitsune and that
she's
the real Nogitsune.
That's genius.
So who knows? We can talk about that more later in predictions. But we also find out that Kira is the Thunder Kitsune. Which makes sense because we saw everything with electricity a few episodes ago. And so she puts the katana back together and then she takes this from her mom. And it seems like, you know, she might need to kill Stiles or Allison if she turns out to be a Nogitsune.
Right.
With this katana, and that is the only weapon that seems like it can exorcise the Nogitsune out of the person. Now, we still don't know if Reese is dead. I mean, it looks like he could have been killed by the burns because that was his person. That was, it was obviously
his
hurt by the burns.
Body,
his physical body was actually burnt. So it may have just been the Nogitsune that was keeping him alive all that time.
Right, exactly.
But perhaps even if Kira uses the katana on Stiles, maybe it won't kill him. Maybe it will just exercise because it is like a supernatural sword.
Right.
You know, we saw it break apart. We saw it go back together.
That's true.
So it's not like it's a real sword maybe going through his heart and blood splatter like we would typically think.
Right.
So maybe they can kill him.
I'm so confused like where they found the sword again in that body. At the mental hospital.
Right.
Who was that? Was that Reese?
That was Reese in
that
the mental
hospital. That was Reese's
hospital.
Body?
Yeah.
And the So he is
with
dead.
The sword.
With the picture and the
sword? It would appear that way. Or a body is dead. I don't want Reese to be dead.
Okay, you don't want Reese to be dead. We're not killing Reese.
He's just so pretty.
Yeah, he was really
He was just, like, really attractive. And
he
it was
really
nice
sweet.
To see a new man on the show. I don't know. Sorry. I just really liked the way he looked. So, Scott and Allison then... they sort of released the Nogitsune when they did that sacrifice because Noshiko, she actually buried the Nogitsune spirit, that fly.
Why didn't she just kill it?
That's a good...
Why
like, I'm not sure if it can be killed. Maybe it can't. But so she buried it in the Nematon and then... it was their sacrifice that brought its power back, and they let the demon out of its cage. So I'm guessing, you know, the fly was in the jar and got out of the cage. But did you see the Nematon was, like, a full tree in that shot in 1943?
Was it?
Yeah, it was, like, this beautiful, huge tree. And I'm like, when are we going to get the episode of when the tree was cut down? I'm looking forward to that because we've seen the stump
that.
And we've also seen it like at its full growth. So it assumed to me anyway.
Right.
I could be wrong. And then Scott thinks that there's another way to save Stiles and that they don't have to kill him. But obviously, you know, Scott's always against killing anyone.
Yeah.
So
that's sweet Scott.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I'm not even sure if they do use the sword that it would kill him. But if Kira does, like, even take the sword out to attempt to kill Styles. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you think that will affect her romance with Scott?
I don't know. Yeah, it's like, I don't know how Scott would feel about his girl killing his best friend. You know?
Like, because she won't know whether, you know, it's really going to kill him or not.
Do you think her mom might know?
I don't know. Because it's like, this was the beginning, and we don't know if it was Reese's burns that killed him, or if he would have lived if he had not had all the burns to his physical body.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell.
And also, like, towards the end, when Nishiko, Kira's mother, and her husband were talking, did she kind of seem almost resentful? Maybe that's the wrong word, about them really seeing the Nagitsune. And so maybe she thinks like their Styles needs to be sacrificed, but she's trying to keep it away from
That's a
Scott
good point. Yeah, it seemed like she was sort of blaming them. She was like, you know what? I buried it.
Yeah.
It was gone, and then they are the ones who brought it back.
Yeah, they're not these like innocent little kids. They brought the Nagitsune back. There was like a little bit of like anger in that, tone.
I mean, like, she did kill her first true love.
Or to put him away. Right.
Yeah, like,
how does that make Kira's dad feel? Like, like, awkward.
Nobody's safe around that household. That's how I would feel. But it was funny when we got that moment when Kira was like, how old are you? And he's like, 43.
But some people tell me, like, 30. Yeah. That was such a great moment. There were a lot of really good moments in this one.
Yeah.
Like, when Papa Arjun and Derek are in the station. I love that moment. Like the lightsaber moment.
Mm-hmm. I guess we'll see if their allies continue, how long they stay friends for with the previous.
Right.
It didn't look like too much longer.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Kira and Scott's relationship a little bit more. Oh, and I wanted to ask you, when does Kira's mom not be able to have children anymore if she's like 900 years old? Like, when does she die? Can she not have kids? And like, if you're
kids today, menopause.
Yeah, and like, maybe when you turn 1,000, like, they come out no Kitsunes instead of Kitsunes.
Like, yeah, there's a lot of stuff like that in like Asian mythology.
Yeah, so who knows? I just was like thinking about it, and I was like, when did she have Kira?
Right.
And maybe how old is Kira? Does Kira not know how old she really is?
I was thinking that. I was actually thinking that might be a possibility, that Kira just hasn't like fully awakened or something like that.
That's a good point too. Mm. So Kira and Scott's relationship, love at first sight. They're both kind of smiling together. Mm-hmm. I like that their relationship, it's slow. You know, they're not pushing this too far. I don't even think they've had their first kiss yet, right?
No,
it's been teased a lot.
They didn't have their first kiss.
I feel like they still haven't. I feel like they've been on top of each other. I feel like they've like brushed lips and exchanged air and breaths very closely. But I don't feel.
I think that's what a kiss is, isn't it?
There's not been like saliva exchange or like
we need some saliva exchange
or like lip. Touching, smacking together.
Know. I had thought that they did.
I feel like they still haven't. I really don't think so. I think that we've just been teased so much that we feel like it's
there.
Well,
I mean, like, there's so many stories going on, and it's kind of like everybody has so much to deal with, you know?
Yeah. That's how high school is.
Exactly. Exactly. So they do a good job of showing that.
Absolutely. And then, Kira's mom, she was like, wolves and foxes, like, don't get along and everything. But, like, it was a wolf who helped her, like, kill the Nugetsune.
Right.
So it's, like, weird that she's telling them, no, you guys can't get along or whatever. But she just said that they do make good allies.
Yeah.
So who knows? What do you think their relationship? I mean, it doesn't seem like she's approving of their relationship.
Yeah, but then those are parents, you know? And, like, what parent would want? Maybe there's some danger there, you know?
That's a good point.
Like, what if they have kids? What kind of kids would they be? Would they be were foxes or?
That's a good point. I don't know, but I want to see that. I want to see what that looks like.
They would have very cute babies.
Yeah. No, I agree. So the rest of the pack, then, we just touched on that Allison scene with Styles' dad, Selinsky.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was really strange. They were, I guess, in the hospital, And she was breaking down sort of about Isaac, who we haven't checked the status on lately.
In a while. Yeah. He hasn't been in the last two episodes.
Right. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe the trickster spirit can move around in different people.
Mm-hmm.
And it could by chance move into Isaac or Allison. But it just seemed like, you know, we found out she's failing economics.
Yeah, which and coach that, is teaching.
Yeah, of course she's failing his class. I don't know if he would make his class, like, passable for anyone.
Yeah.
Like,
I would love to be in coach's economics class. I love econ. It's, like, one of my favorite subjects.
Something tells me that he's not teaching from the book.
Right?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't think so from
and
that guy.
What do you think about, like, Isaac being the pawn? You know, like, what does that mean? And
well,
why
pawns
is Derek
are
the king?
Well, pawns are expendable.
Right.
You know?
Right. But why would Derek be the king?
Well, Derek's kind of always, I felt, seen himself as the king. And heroes fall. I mean, maybe they're setting us up for Derek to kind of, you know, be that martyr and step in for Scott one last time and take a blade. I'm not sure. But, you know, kings die so the other kings can rise. So maybe they're putting him as king so that then, you know, he's one step away from checkmate. I don't know. Maybe Scott could then become king. Which he is the alpha, but it just seems like Derek is still, like, because Derek's around, it seems like Scott's not at his, like, full strength.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I can see that.
Because I feel like maybe Scott feels like he still has to, like, respect that Derek was the alpha. I don't know.
But Derek isn't, like, very territorial, I don't feel. He's just kind of, like, very supportive and he's kind of in the background.
I don't
know. A little
bit
like Scott, too, with Kira. Right now it's all about Kira.
Yeah. No, but I do feel like Allison, there's something going on with her because we've never seen her really have that breakdown.
Totally.
And she was so upset and she was, have we seen her like cry and melt down like that? Especially not with Styles' dad. That seems like the weirdest person to break down to, but he does seem like an easy person to cry on.
That's true.
Like if I was going to pick someone's shoulder, it'd probably be his to cry on.
Well, there was like this one moment when she was on his shoulder where I kind of saw this kind of like blank expression, and I don't know if that's like a little, you know, clue.
I was like staring at her eyes and I was like, are they going to flash? Or something going to happen?
Right.
Are they going to turn weird? I would, because we did get that close up on her.
And
where
I feel
we
like
were examining her face.
I was wondering, like, if she hasn't been sleeping before even the breakdown. I kind of just like, it's really kind of obvious that she's not doing so well. She looked really tired and just like almost ill. And I just wasn't sure, like, if the actress wasn't feeling well, but then, like, when that breakdown happened, I was like, okay, this is obviously the character that's going through something.
Right.
So,
but we do get, we have a caller on the line.
Yay.
Caller, what's your name? Where are you from?
It's not just any caller, Kristen. It's Edie Mays. How
this
are
is,
you?
Oh,
caller?
Yes.
Hi,
this is
Edie.
The caller. Hi, Edie. Thank you so much for calling in. We're so glad you could join us. We were just talking about characters and this new show, Resurrection, so it's perfect that you called in.
Yes.
Oh, no. I've been watching. And yeah. I had to call. I just, there's so much going on here, and I have to tell you, there's the whole lightning aspect and so much to this show and so much of the history.
Yes.
And the whole show was full of proverbs and, you know, homilies and things and all kinds of wonderful advice. And I just thought, I gotta talk to them. This is a great, great, great episode. So I wanted to call in and talk to you guys about it.
What was your favorite part of tonight's episode?
Enlighten us, Edie.
That would take a much longer show and take a lot more time to enlighten me. But I will say, and probably a different rating, but I will say my favorite part is of this particular episode were the flashbacks. First of all, yes, you went on and on, and isn't Reese beautiful? Yes, he's a beautiful man. But, oh my goodness, the wardrobe and the makeup and the just the period piece, that's, this whole show, Teen Wolf, was just shot so beautifully, and it was just so well done. But they said it in the beginning of this episode, and I really think it's excellent advice for all of us. They said, those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the big thing. And then later Scott brought it up and he said, no, you know, we're only if you don't learn, he said, you know, history repeats itself, but only if you don't learn. So it's all about learning from your past and making things different. And I think that's a great, there's a lot of hope in that, even for all of us today. Maybe that's why I was a history major. I don't know. But I loved it.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with that. And, you know, Scott is like the trendsetter of this whole show. He's never killed someone. Every time it seems like the only option is to kill the villain, he's found another way. And I definitely feel like he's not going to let Stiles go that easily.
No, definitely not.
I don't think so either. I think there's a lot of, pardon the pun, buzz. Online about, oh, who's it going to be that dies? Who's going to die? If they kill Stiles, I'll just be so upset. And everybody, you know, buzzing about what's going to happen to Stiles. Mm-hmm. And it would not surprise me if maybe season 3, part 3B, ended and you didn't necessarily know. So I think it's, something to keep your eye on. For sure, but there's a lot more going on, lots and lots of layers. I love the lightning in particular, like I said, and the mark on Stiles' back. If you remember, she said, "Oh, this is usually the mark you'd see when people are struck by lightning."
Mm-hmm.
And then, so there's a lot of tie in there, and I think. And
I agree.
Kristen, you mentioned earlier, when are we going to see the episode where the tree, because it wasn't a beautiful tree.
Yes.
I can't believe I missed the tree.
Oh, it was beautiful. It was huge. It was. I expected to see like Spanish moss hanging on it or something. It was so beautiful. But how then the kids were blamed for the ones bringing all this, because of their ice bath, you know, which they did to find their parents. But then I thought, that's a little unfair, lady. It's really been the Duroc's fault. She was the one that hid them there. So,
exactly.
You know, blame her. But I'm going to guess that tree was struck by lightning. And that's my guess. I'm not saying
you are good.
I second that.
Yeah, and I also think that, like you said, I don't think we're going to know if Stiles makes it out alive or not out of this season, because Jeff did say in an interview that there's big changes and dramatic deaths coming, and he said this will be the best season ending yet, and we will leave on a huge cliffhanger. So I can't think of a bigger cliffhanger than not knowing whether Stiles is alive
or
not.
Right, right. Wow. Oh,
I
my gosh.
Agree.
Spoiler alert. I almost feel like we should say spoiler alert.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead,
I got to say, and say it out loud, and I'll sing it from the mountaintops. Every single person on the show is an outstanding actor, in my mind. To be able to create an alternate universe, to bring to life the alternate universe that Jeff has created here in Beacon Hills, all of these actors, we've all had some part in that, but magnificent, unbelievable talent on that show. But I have to sing it from the mountaintops, and I'll just say it right here on AfterBuzz. Dylan O'Brien gives me goosebumps. He's so outstanding.
Yeah,
you want to talk about being able to, from one moment, going from the Stiles we all love to can't you see it behind those dark, dark eyes?
I know.
That change
it's
and that
incredible.
Evil. Magnificent, magnificent talent.
It's incredible.
That
yeah, he has such huge range. I just am blown away by seeing him, all these different, like, facial expressions, the way he carries his body. It's all so different. I thought the creepiest moment of this episode was when Selinsky was in the elevator with Allison, and he said he installed the security cameras in his house, and someone broke in.
Oh.
And we looked on his phone, and Stiles waves on
his
phone.
The little finger thing. Ooh, creepy. That whole finger thing has been something, that we see all along. Usually it's the bandaged fingers, but, you know, or when he was walking his fingers across the desk, you know, when he was in the classroom, with Kira's dad. Yeah, it's definitely very, very creepy, but all beautifully, beautifully shot and beautifully lit, too. And all that makes it, I mean, I know I'm talking about the technical aspect, but the music, the cinematography, of course, the writing, which we can all see, and then the acting, but all of it comes together because all of the people on this production from day one, even though it's crossed the country, the people that started on this production in Atlanta, to the way it's carried on now in Los Angeles here, it's just been truly a family of people all willing to give their 100% A game, and it shows up in the end result, and then we all get to live in that universe, scary as that may be, of Beacon Hills, and it's a ton of fun. It really, really is. So
no,
I love it.
It is. I agree with everything you're saying, and I can't believe all these things that you're saying. It's making me think of more things, like the tree being struck by lightning, the Nematon. I think you're absolutely right about that. I think we aren't going to know whether Stiles is alive or not after this season. So, thank you so much, Edie, for all these, like, mind-blowing thoughts. I really appreciate chatting with you. I wish you could be with us. I know you're not in town, but I really appreciate you taking the time to call in and chat with us about the show, and we miss you, and I can't wait till you can come back in the studio with us.
Yes, come back.
Thanks, sweetheart. Yeah, I absolutely will, and I love that you took the call, and thank you so much for letting me chat with you. I'll look forward to seeing you soon in person in the studio. Tell Stephen hi for me, too. Your engineer does a great job on that show.
Yes, he does.
And I love AfterBuzz, so I'm going to keep watching, and you guys go do your thing.
Thanks. And Edie, where can the fans follow you?
Oh, thanks for asking that. It's always in my name on whatever social media, be it Tumblr, Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest, any of it, Instagram, all of it. It's just my name, EADDYMAYS. I like to keep it simple.
I like your style. I think that's the best way.
Simple and classy, always. Edie
Mays. Thanks, sweetheart. Ladies, have a great night, and thanks for having me on.
Thanks, bye. Edie. Have a great night. Bye.
Talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye. Aw,
I love Edie.
Yeah,
she's
Victoria
the best.
Argent. I can't wait till she comes back.
She does. She needs.
You know
to
she's back. Going to.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about when Stilinski kind of joins the pack now, because we see him with Allison in the elevator, and then he brings his wisdom and his logic and reason to the pack, and I feel like he's really actually part of the pack now.
I completely agree.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's still like, I'm not sure how you guys do this every week. But he's doing it, and he's the one who figures out from the chess pieces that Stiles is actually in Derek's loft.
Right.
So, I mean, he is going to be an important part of the pack, just like Stiles was. And I look forward to him being in the know in the coming seasons as well.
Right.
So let's go ahead and talk about the teaser. So Stilinski finds Stiles in Derek's loft. And Stiles says, hi, Dad. Now, is this the Nogitsune, or is this Stiles?
Well, I don't know. It kind of seemed... I'm going to go with Stiles, because I did feel like a little bit of sadness and confusion, you know, from the character. So I'm going to say that it was Stiles.
Yeah, and he's the one who's like, he saw the chessboard and he's like, this is a message from Stiles. And everybody else was saying, no, this is a trick from the Nogitsune. Mm-hmm. Like, he's just playing a trick on us. Like, it's a board game.
Mm-hmm.
And his father is like, no, this is how he showed me who everybody was and how they fit into the supernatural world.
Mm-hmm.
This is a message from my son for me. Mm-hmm. So whether it's Stiles communicating to his father from knowing the Nogitsune's plans, that could be like, here's a warning from myself because I'm in the know of what's going to happen.
Right.
So I think maybe that board, if we could go back to it, is perhaps like a foreshadowing of what's to come.
So does that mean, like, Stiles is, like, regaining some control? Like, maybe, I mean, I loved how they showed the MRI of his of his brain scan and how it was the exact same MRI of his mother's.
Which is impossible.
Right. It's just physically impossible. Like, scientifically speaking, impossible to happen.
So is this the trickster spirit, like, playing a trick on Stiles himself into thinking that there's no hope, I'm like my mother?
Yeah, but I think I also feel like Stiles is a very resilient person. And so maybe he feels like, you know, the strength inside of him, and it's like, no, I'm not gonna let this Nogitsune, you know, take me over. And like, he's starting to like kind of gain some control of his body, and maybe that's how he was able to set up that chess piece. That's the only way that I see that makes sense to me.
That's a good point. Yeah, because his dad was like, you take away their hope, you don't take away their courage. That's how someone goes down. And so I feel like the Nogitsune was taking away Stiles's hope, because Stiles knew his mother died from what she had. And then when the MRI showed that he had the exact same thing, it was like a trick on Stiles, making him weak and letting the Nogitsune kind
take
of take over.
Yeah, I agree.
So I think if he figures that out, that, hey, the brain scan was a joke on me. I'm not mm-hmm. like my mom. I don't actually have this. I hid myself away, put myself in an insane asylum because I thought that I did, but it was a trick, you know?
Right.
And I just want to read, before we get into predictions, I just want to read a few comments
Yay.
And questions from our listeners. You guys know you can always call in at 424-256-1729. Download, rate, subscribe on mm-hmm. iTunes. And we're also on we are on AfterBuzzTV.com live if you guys want to watch. And then also on YouTube if you want to watch us interact with each other instead of listening to the podcast on iTunes. You can look us up there. So we have Love Addict Wolfie. Do you think that the ally between Derek and Chris will continue? I feel like it's not going to because in the teaser, in the predictions, we mm-hmm. kind of see Derek pouring the gasoline on Chris and saying, you burned my family, I'll burn yours. Is like the trickster spirit jumping from cast member to cast member, making them crazy? Or what do you think's going on there? She wants to know if we think they'll continue to be friends.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. It doesn't seem like it from what the next on is, but I mean, hopefully they'll be able to overcome whatever, because it said strife, you know, is something. So I feel like the new Kitsune is kind of driving all the characters crazy on each other, and it's yeah. loving that
chaos,
right?
Strife. And what's the other one?
I don't know. I mean, havoc is something, but
yes.
But, so yeah, I feel like hopefully the characters are able to not hurt each other because that's exactly what the new Kitsune wants.
Yeah.
So hopefully their character comes out, their strength in knowing each other and their relationships push through. And then we had Ada Blanco say, if Meredith does come back, could she be the new Banshee? Because she was hearing voices, I think. Maybe Banshees can talk and communicate with other voices or whispers they hear. Mm-hmm. So do you remember Meredith, who was talking on the phone last episode? So right. Ada is predicting that she's maybe the new Banshee, which I think is a good prediction.
Yeah, that is a good prediction. I like that.
We do
want to see Meredith back.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Want to know what conversation Styles was supposed to know that he doesn't know that she knows.
Yeah. Yes.
And Nick made millions. He said, I think Allison is the real Nogitsune, and Styles is just a gigantic distraction. Nogitsunes are tricksters.
Mm-hmm.
The Nogitsune is probably using Styles as a pawn because it knows that Styles suffers from a disease. But yes. We don't think he has the disease. We think that was a trick, too. So
yeah.
I think you're right.
I agree.
But who knows if Allison is the real Nogitsune, or I feel like the Nogitsune spirit can probably jump around.
Jump around?
I feel like it could.
I agree. I don't. And, like, didn't they say that there was more than one Nogitsune? So maybe, like, it's both. Maybe there's
yeah.
two. Or, like, maybe it can embody two people at once. Who knows?
We don't know. We don't
but
know.
But there's definitely something going on
for
there.
For sure. Well, let's go ahead and roll into predictions.
And now, you're after TV.
Predictions.
So epic. Because whatever we predict, it's real. It's
gonna happen. How is our track record with that?
I think it's been pretty good. Someone can check our stats, but they're probably awesome and right on. No, they're not at all. The show is so unpredictable,
but we try.
Like you guys. We put together what we can. It is a mystery, and we are all undercover agents and detectives. In the next dawn, we see Argent holding a gun at Styles. And do you think, like, Stilinski would shoot Argent if it came down to Argent's going to shoot my son, so should I shoot him first? I don't know. We're going to lose somebody. Stilinski could shoot Argent because it's like, obviously, you're going to protect your babies, you know?
Right.
And so that could happen. Who knows? Isaac's looking in the mirror with a knife. So apparently he's out of his coma, but who knows in what state? Because he's obviously in a weakened state, so
mm-hmm.
I saw him looking in a mirror with a knife. Hopefully he doesn't, you know, commit a Victoria Argent with the whole sacrificing themselves kind of deal. Hopefully
maybe,
that doesn't happen times two.
Maybe the Nogitsune goes after Isaac now to go after Allison. I don't know. What's going on?
I don't know either. And then, yes, we talked about that scene with Derek and Argent with the whole gasoline and burning. Who knows what's going to come out of that?
It seems like Argent's the one that's going all over the place. He's pointing his gun at Styles. He's pouring the gas on Derek.
I think it was Derek actually pouring the gas on him,
oh,
saying,
right,
you
no,
burned
no, right,
my
that's
family,
true.
I'll burn yours. So,
right.
It seems like maybe everyone's going after him because he just wants to get rid of the new Kitsune, whatever it takes.
Right.
And that's scary because I think he's forgetting that Styles is a part of that at the moment.
Right, right.
And is Coach okay? And where will he ever be a werewolf, do you think?
I hope so.
We haven't seen what happened to him.
I could totally see him as a werewolf.
He would be awesome.
He would be awesome.
I think he would be even funnier if that's possible. So, yeah, like we said, Jeff said this is going to be the biggest cliffhanger ever, and someone's going to die from the credit sequence is what we were told. So that's it for this show, guys, but we're going to have another in-studio special guest next week for you guys. And where can we follow you, June?
Oh, you guys can follow me on Twitter, MissMS_June Lee. And also on Instagram if you guys want to look at food pictures.
Yes, I do. I want to look
Julie,
at your food.
Without the underscore, MSJUNELEE.
Awesome. And you guys can check out my blog, cinematicescape.com, or you can follow me on Twitter, Cinematic Escape. All right, guys. Have a great night, and we'll see you next week.
See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.